You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back. It is a pleasure to have with us every single week, but especially this one. Diana West, a longtime syndicated columnist, these days doing splendid work on her blog, dianawest.net, the Daily Caller and elsewhere. She is, of course, the author of two wonderful books, Death of the Grown-Up and American Betrayal, and one of the most thoughtful and engaging intellects of our time, as far as I'm concerned. So it's always a delight to be able to see what's on her mind at the moment. And I have the feeling that the dodgy dossier is one of the things that are on your mind. Diana West, welcome back. It's good to have you. Is that so?
Yes, thank you. Yes, I think that is correct. It's a all-absorbing prospect as we look at the threads and pieces of evidence and Sturm und Drang around this entire exercise that is encapsulated by dodgy dossier.
And you know, we're about a year on into this thing, as the Washington Times points out today, from the moment when it was first published by BuzzFeed. Remind us what we know about it. First of all, we better just make sure everybody understands what we're talking about. This document produced by a British spy for a group called Fusion GPS, apparently paid for by Hillary Clinton. Have I got all that right?
Yes, to date, yes.
This document has become the source of much thrashing and perhaps some, if not actually illicit activity, some very troubling politicization of federal agencies like the Federal Bureau of Investigations, the FBI. Give us a read on what you think we do know at this point and its implications.
Well, what we do know is that this activity that produced the dossier was paid for by the Democratic National Committee and the Hillary Clinton campaign through their law firm Perkins Coe. So we're looking at, yes, opposition research, political information to be used in a partisan fashion in the heat of a campaign. So when we take that information and see it used by the government, by the Department of Justice, by the FBI, in a fashion that has absolutely nothing to do with the normal course of politics, we are looking at politicization of our agencies. We are looking at what amounts to, as far as I can tell, a conspiracy by factions inside the government to aid the election of Hillary Clinton. So this becomes a very serious matter because this is everything wrong with the abuse of power. What we're potentially looking at is the beginnings of a coup. We're looking at the beginnings of a machinations, an operation that is completely outside the normal channels of above board, normal, expected political activity in the heat of a campaign. And what continues to strike me, and I think we've talked about this, but I think it's a subject to pursue, is what drove these people, these various officials, to risk all? Because what we're learning about their activities does indeed risk all. We've already seen demotions, retirements, and so on of some of the principals involved in this to date. What drove them? Because in Washington, we're used to seeing politicians come in and out of office, parties changing their own power, you know, going to K Street, then coming back to the Hill, you know, and so on. We're used to the revolving door, even if we don't like it. It's certainly a way of life, and it is normal politics as usual. What drove these people to risk all? And I don't think it was just Hillary Clinton. I do think there's an ideological component here, and perhaps a larger dimension that we're not able to really comprehend yet. So this is kind of the larger picture I'm trying to sketch in, or at least sense. So there's that on the one hand, and then we're looking at on the Hill, we're looking at the congressmen and senators who are still very focused on this, despite all the scandal, all the distractions, all the other kinds of activity as we start the new year. So it's a big moment, and we're starting to see new strategies, new weaponry in terms of information being brought out and so on as we go forward.
Well, let me ask you about one other piece of this, Diana West, and that is that in addition to all that you've said, what has become more and more apparent with the passage of time is this wasn't simply an effort on the part of, the deep state, it's been called, or elements thereof, to influence the election. It was also intended and operated to try to undermine the elected president of the United States after the balloting was ended. And that's the thing that really makes this more, I think, aptly described as a coup than anything else. And Diana, I just wonder, have you had a chance to look at the transcripts of the testimony that was provided by the Fusion GPS founder, Glenn Simpson, that was, I think, rather unbelievably released unilaterally by Dianne Feinstein yesterday? And how does that inform your thinking on this at the moment?
Yes, I'm still going through it. I find it quite fascinating. I'm not sure what Senator Feinstein hoped to gain through this release. It doesn't seem to help the Democrat story as far as I've seen already. We've already seen talk that the FBI, coming out of this dossier that Glenn Simpson discussed, that the FBI told him or told his contractor, Christopher Steele, the MI6 retired Russian agent with purview over Russia, that the FBI had a source inside the Trump camp, which begs all kinds of questions, including why was the FBI telling Christopher Steele of GPS Fusion this kind of information? But then we see later on in just the very same news cycle, we see a reporter who has sources close to Fusion GPS saying there was no such source. So there's a lot of confusion there. I was quite struck looking into the very fascinating nexus that a woman named Nellie Orr provides. She was a Fusion GPS Russia expert that we learned about last month, who worked on Russia, was hired as a Russian academic expert for Fusion after this whole project was stood up back in the spring of 2016. She's the one who also took out the ham radio operator's license, which I think is such an interesting detail. She's fluent in Russian. And when Glenn Simpson was asked whether anyone besides Christopher Steele was working in this area, he immediately pushed the argument into, you mean in Russia? Do I have any contractors in Russia? And he essentially said no and mentioned a translator he has on staff. He did not mention Nellie Orr, who seems to be a very important person in this because she is married to a Justice Department official named Bruce Orr, who was also in December when it came out, demoted from a very senior ranking position inside Justice because he had been holding secret meetings with Christopher Steele and with Glenn Simpson, unbeknownst to the Justice Department, who also was never told that his wife, Nellie Orr, was working for Fusion GPS.
The plot twists of this thing would make for a great movie, and I'm sure there will be one made in due course. But it is kind of mind-boggling the degree to which there has been this, conspiracy. I don't know what else to describe it that was going on inside senior reaches of the government, the Justice Department, the FBI, probably the National Security Council, the UN ambassador's office in the mission there, the White House Oval Office, it would seem as well. We are not much closer to getting to the bottom of it, and I look forward to having a chance after you and I and others have had an opportunity to really review with care what this this transcript reveals. But the plot thickens, suffice it to say, Diana West, and I'm very pleased to be able to discuss it with you and look forward to your writings on it at dianawest.net. Check it out, folks. Diana, thank you so much for your time today. As always, we'll look forward to talking with you again next week. Keep up the good work, my dear, and we'll be back to you shortly.